Otherwise known as Sheila the Great, by Judy Blume. Chapter 1. I'm glad there's only one more week of school before summer vacation. Today was so hot, my clothes stuck to me and my brain felt all tired out. I didn't even finish my math in school, so now I have to do it for homework. I walked into the lobby of my apartment building thinking how good a big, cold drink would taste. I pushed the up elevator button and waited. When the elevator got to the lobby, Henry opened the gate and I stepped in. Just as he was about to take me upstairs, Peter Hatcher and his dumb old dog came tearing down the hall. "Wait up, Henry," Peter called. "Here I come." "Please don't wait, Henry," I said. "The elevator's too small for that dog." But Henry opened the gate and waited. "This elevator can hold 10 people or the equivalent," Henry said. "And I figure that dog is the equivalent of a person and a half. So with me and you and Peter and that dog, we've still only got 4.5 people." Sometimes I wish Henry didn't spend so much time thinking. "Hi, Henry," Peter said. "Thanks for waiting."
"Anytime, Peter," Henry told him.
"Excuse me, please," I said, stepping out of the elevator. I held my nose. "I can't ride up with that dog. He stinks." My heart was beating so loud I was sure Henry and Peter could hear it. And I know Turtle the dog was laughing at me. He stuck out his tongue and licked the corners of his mouth. I'll bet he could taste me already. I walked down the hall with my head held high, saying, "P.U." Henry called.
10 flights up is a long walk, Sheila."
"I don't mind," I called back. Henry was right. 10 flights up is a long walk. By the time I got to my floor, I was huffing and puffing so hard.